This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's talk about the type fishing we can anticipate for January. Admittedly, the water's going to be cold, and the fish are going to be lethargic. On the bass, what I've gone to and having fair success is using the Scientific Angler sink tip 3 line. This gets down about 3 to 4 inches per second, and it'll let you fish in those deep pockets below the riffle that we know hold those bass. Now, I have a real good friend who has been fishing quite a bit in the deep water above our dams. We've got a number of dams relatively close to us here in Edinburgh, and there is some good smallmouth fishing above these. These boys are actually using the Ollie Marauder and the Pearl Marauder in about a size 6 and swimming those streamers right along the stream bottom. Now, this is deep water. Many places right above these dams, it gets down to about 10, maybe even 12 feet. So fish them as deep as you can and as slow as you can, and just swim your flies right along the stream bottom. Now, what's going to be happening in the trout? Well, we've been seeing them for the last couple weeks right here in December, and I don't see why we wouldn't be continuing to see some of these little black stoneflies. Often, I'll see the trout actually rising to take the little black stoneflies off the surface before I actually see the stoneflies. These, they're so small that I guess I see the rise form of the trout before I actually see the flies. These little black stoneflies, you'll see them sitting out on the bank. I've even had them sitting on my car, sitting on the snow along the bank. But it's a very small little black stonefly. I match them with the Murray's Dark Stonefly in size 16 and 18 dry. This can be pretty exciting. You never know when you're going to get them and when you're not. You might go 3 or 4 days in a row and never get a one, see any of those little black stoneflies. Go back 2 days and there they are. They're going to be in the tails of the slow pools, in against the banks, in the back eddies. Were there any downfalls, that kind of thing. And it's really worthwhile, because the great thing about it, you really weren't expecting them in the first place. Now, this is the time of the year that Marinero always got on my back about paying attention to the betas, the blue-winged olives. They are really going to be some of those in December now, and the trout are going to be coming up to them. If you get an overcast day, let's say snowy, rainy, overcast day, you could see little blue-winged olives popping off any time of those days. Normally, the heavy hatches on that betas is about 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And I fished that with the Mr. Rapidan parachute dry in a 16 and 18 and have very good success on them. That's going to be probably on the larger streams, the stock streams, that kind of thing. You're not going to see that in the mountain streams. But blue-winged olives are a winter fly, and the hatches can be very heavy. So go to them, just keep an eye out, and you'll be well pleased with the action. If you have any question on the streams that I'm talking about, stop in here and let me go over the maps with you, because we can get some very good fishing in this, the winter, even though it's pretty cold. So this is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Just stop in and let me go over the maps with you and show you the areas we're finding the action. Thank you very much.